Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, Chris Mantle returns to the show. He's joined us many times on numerous legal issues. Always a pleasure, sir. Let me start the conversation this way. Let me talk about myself. Okay.
I love talking about you, Chad.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd rather talk about you.
Exactly. I believe I'm in a group of a significant percentage of people in this state. I'm a moderate. I'm a centrist. I am slightly left socially. I am slightly right fiscally. I have voted for Republicans, Democrats, and independents. I am disgusted by the fraud in this state. As a centrist, for somebody who's like me, who maybe voted for Tim Walz or voted for other center-right Republicans, why is Chris Mantle that lane in this upcoming election, or are you that guy?
No, I really honestly believe that I am, because I have four issues that I truly, really care about the most right now. I really care about fraud. I really care about safer streets. I want better schools, and I'm really interested in the cost of living and right-sizing government. When you get beyond those four things, those are my four priorities and goals. That's it. I'm really not interested in these national issues. I'm not interested in being baited to the far left or the far right. I don't think that that's productive, and I don't think that's where Minnesotans are. And I agree with you. Same thing with fraud. And I also know, Chad, you were very vocal with respect to what Mary Moriarty did with Trooper Laundrygan.
Correct.
And at that time, you were when he was first charged, you were in the minority view, and you still stood up on the side of the righteousness, and because he actually was innocent of that stuff. But at the very beginning, you were out there as a lone wolf, in a lot of circles. Saying that was wrong. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, but that's where Minnesotans are. The people that were born and raised here are really in that middle. And I am hoping for a revolution of the reasonable, smart people taking the state back.
What has happened, and I really appreciate the answer, what has happened to both parties, Chris, and you have been a lawyer throughout your life and haven't been consumed by politics, but you're also a very intelligent person. You know this. What has happened with our politics the last 20, 30 years is we've just moved to the extremes. And the idea is, whether it's at the federal level or the state level, to get an endorsement or to win a primary, you have to play, if you're a Democrat, to the further left, or if you're Republican, have to play to the right. And there are going to be plenty of Republicans who are going to say, who's this guy? Is he really going to follow where we think MAGA is further right? Can you still not run from conservative principles, but can you say, these are areas I disagree with, I'm sorry, I respect you, but we don't see that, and still win the primary in this party? Because the Republicans need to start running people who can win elections, as opposed to winning some endorsement process Saturday in Rochester in front of like 350 people.
If you saw my announcement speech at the very end, I posed the question to Republicans. I said, the main question I have for Republicans in the state of Minnesota, are you tired of losing? Because they've only done it for statewide for gubernatorial elections for 20 years. And I believe, and I said this in my speech, it's Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. If the Republicans are interested in losing, they got a whole bunch of other candidates that they can choose from. I'm just not interested in losing. I'm not a very good politician. I really hope that I don't become to be a very good politician, because I really think that those four issues that I kind of articulated mm-hmm. are where we're all concerned right now. And the more that we get beyond that, we then get torn to these extremes. People say, well, you know, I will get this a number of times. Well, what do you think about Trump? What do you think about this? What do you think about, you know, what's happening, you know, with respect to something in Virginia? And we have fires burning right now. Fraud is huge right now with respect to that. But I also think that, you know, downtown Minneapolis, right outside of my office, I looked down today and saw another drug deal. And I'm moving out of downtown Minneapolis because I'm so afraid for my employees. You know, education, where Mississippi is beating us. People, Minnesotans, real Minnesotans, see these as real issues. And so back to your question, can I win that endorsement? I think that I can. I'm going to try as living hard as I can possibly try in order to do that. But I was really encouraged by this straw poll mm-hmm. that I did. I mean, when I went there, you know, not very many Republicans at that conference knew who I was. They had no idea who I was. I spoke for 5 minutes and got 41 votes. I think that Republicans now are starting to kind of see, hey, listen, we do keep following the wrong candidates, and we do keep running headlong into a brick wall. Let's try something different, and let's actually start concentrating on the issues that can actually do something for real people, as opposed to these kind of theoretical things and just saying, hey, let's try to tear down the entire system, which is just unrealistic, and frankly, it's not going to help anybody.
This is Chris Maddle. He's been an extraordinarily successful attorney for decades. He's now running as a Republican to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. So let's get to the fraud story. What part of the fraud story should a WCCO listener, a Minnesota citizen, or somebody who's listening, you know, through our podcast, or listen to CCO around the country and still has a tie to Minnesota, what part of this story should bug them the most?
So Joe Thompson, he's the first assistant. He was the acting U.S. attorney, and Joe's a good friend of mine. I've been opposite him on cases and on the same side of his cases, and socially, we're friends. I pushed hard for him to become the U.S. attorney, obviously wasn't successful in that effort. Joe, during his press conference, just said of that $18 billion, you know, that is really the focus of this fraud. Somebody asked him, well, how much? He suggested that half of that is fraud. So let's just assume that, just for the sake of argument, that it's $9 billion and it's not more. The thing I would ask your listeners to remember, we have about 5.8 million residents in Minnesota, men, women, and children. That is $1,551 per person, in Minnesota. And so every man, woman, and child, you have just lost over $1,500 to fraudsters using the conservative estimate that the first assistant United States attorney just used yesterday. This is just so wrong when we're talking about food prices, child care prices, health care prices, everything going up, that we're taking this money from people that really need that. So we need to get focused in on that, because this is the easiest way for us to save money as a state, is to stop this money from going to people that just want to steal it. And so this is why I've frankly been critical of not only the Democrats, but also of the Republicans. This has been going on for 10 years.
Okay, so can I ask you that part?
It's coming to light.
Let me jump in, because I want to get to the governor in a second. But I think this is interesting, because you've made that point repeatedly. This is on the Democrats and the Republicans. And I think there are some Republicans who are going to say, wait a second, this guy's running to be our representative. This is on walls. Can you be, because I know you're capable of being specific. You have to be to have the brilliant legal career you've had. Where do you think the Republicans are culpable on this story?
It's simply a matter of the oversight. There has not been any significant oversight on this. The oversight has amounted to hanging outside of my friend Joe Thompson's office and waiting for him to do something and then running to Twitter to post it on there. I mean, the House leadership started this fraud committee, and now one of my other candidates is running it, but the House leadership started it. And they keep touting this fraud committee, but what has it done? It's literally done nothing. I really sincerely believe it was not formed to root out fraud. It's a taxpayer-funded dress rehearsal for the appearance of competence. That's all they're trying to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Ben, it's not about solving problems.
So this is Kristen Robbins, who is in charge of the committee. She's a Republican from Maple Grove. She's put that out there. Clearly she's running. Let me ask you about what she's doing now. When she's getting tips and she's getting information, she's only giving them to Joe Thompson. She's not giving them to any state authorities. Is that the right decision?
In fairness to Ms. Robbins, it's not just her. House leadership, Lisa Damith, also approves this as well. I have faced this problem dozens, if not over 100 times in my career with respect to third parties that have information. You don't want them to be hurt. If they would just come out and say, listen, we have to stop this. We can't let these additional payments. We are permitting the theft of Minnesota money going to these people. And if these people then came out and we talked about it publicly, they have an employment position that is golden. They cannot be fired because everybody knows them that they're the whistleblower. And if they're fired, they got a guaranteed lawsuit.
Yep.
And nobody's ever going to touch them. So this notion that we're holding back these names on these things, to me, is really detrimental to the process, but we're permitting theft going on right now. And honestly, it's not an accident that the person who started the fraud committee is running for governor and is the chair. I mean, you know, this is more trying to score more political points for campaigns than stopping fraud.
So let's talk about Tim Walz in particular. Remind people, Chris Maddle is with us. You can see Chris on Twitter. You can get his information to follow him or Maddle for governor. He's with us here on CCO. Do you know enough where if we're in court, you could demonstrably prove that Tim Walz looked the other way on this fraud, or do you think it's more likely that he was negligent and derelict in fouling up on systems that were already set up and that when an extraordinary amount of money because of COVID was sent here, that it should have been his responsibility to double up? Because, again, I think he's culpable of both, but it'd be even more if he just, you know, he clearly knew about it and didn't do a damn thing about it.
There's a jury instruction in federal court in federal criminal cases that every white collar defense attorney absolutely hates, and it's called deliberate ignorance. It's also kind of known as willful blindness. And it's the idea where you deliberately don't become aware of facts when there's a high probability of something occurring. And what the law does is that it says you know those facts. That's what that jury instruction says. How can you possibly claim with respect to the governor and frankly, you know, every one of these commissioners, every one of the high level people there, that they are not aware of a high probability of fraud going on when this has not only happened for the last 10 years, but they themselves are now saying that there's 14 different areas of fraud that are occurring. And then there's indictment after indictment after indictment. One of these indictments that just came down, again, from Joe Thompson, shows that the guy was billing 3,600 hours a year to the Housing Stabilization Services program. I mean, all you really need to do is, you know, I'm sure you know how to use this. I know how to use the sort function on an Excel spreadsheet and just, you know, frankly, sort by that hours section.
Right.
Look at the people, you know, that's 70 hours a week, 52 weeks out of the year. You know, including Thanksgiving, you know, New Year's, Christmas. I mean, that is outrageous. Nobody is doing that. Who is watching this? So to say that they didn't know under the eyes of the law,
I just don't buy it. And that's why I kind of brought up during my announcement speech, there is a federal statute, 18 U.S.C. Section 4. It's called misprision of felony. And it says that somebody that has knowledge of a federal offense and then takes an affirmative act to conceal it is guilty of a felony themselves. When we're talking about these whistleblowers, and these whistleblowers are affirmatively being told, do not come forward with fraud, that is in and of itself a federal offense. And I don't know who's telling these whistleblowers that, but it deserves investigation, and it deserves somebody that is actually going to take helm of the government and actually affirmatively look into it. This is not rocket science, Chad. You know that. I know that.
Let's
just get in there and roll up your sleeves and get the job done.
Let's finish with this, and I appreciate you coming on, and I know we'll talk plenty during the race. Because you're new to this, you've never done this before, where all of a sudden you're going to have to appear in front of people and raise money. It's unavoidable. We have way too much money in politics, but it's the process that's unavoidable. How comfortable are you with this, and how essential is this to you? Somebody in the metro area we're familiar with, but right now in greater Minnesota, they might know your name a little bit, but not great. And you have to build up that name recognition. And sadly, in my opinion, money is a part of that process.
And you're 100% right. And the linking of name recognition and money is there's a 100% correlation. And that is my biggest hurdle in winning not only the nomination, but also winning governor. And that is, you know, and that's one of the things that I have to do. My strategy on that, I don't care if my opponents know this, the more that I go out and talk to people and actually explain these problems to them, the more converts that I get. With respect to raising money, I've actually been on a number of boards over the years, and I'm actually kind of one of the things I don't shy away from is asking people to give money to things when I think that it actually deserves it. And we just had an amazing, we had two fundraisers a couple days ago, and it was an amazing day. So, you know, I'm very encouraged by the excitement around my campaign. I'm very encouraged by my friends and really kind of going out there and helping me with respect to that. But that this is something that we're just, you know, I'm going to have to work on and keep going in the future. But I think anybody that's supporting me is going to be pleasantly surprised by our numbers that we're going to be coming out in January.
Always appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk soon. Thank you very much.
You're the best. Thanks, man.
Chris Maddle with us, 252 on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.